The Lord be with you.
And with
your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Each year, Jesus' parents went to Jerusalem for the feast of Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up according to festival custom. After they had completed the days, as they were returning, the boy Jesus remained behind in Jerusalem, but his parents did not know it. Thinking that he was in a caravan, they journeyed for a day and looked for him among their relatives and acquaintances, but not finding him, they returned to Jerusalem to look for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were astounded at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished. And his mother said to him, "Son, why have you done this to us? Your father and I have been looking for you with great anxiety." And he said to them, "Why were you looking for me? Did you not know that I must be in my father's house?" But they did not understand what he said to them. He went down with them and came to Nazareth and was obedient to them. And his mother kept all these things in her heart. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
My dear brothers and sisters, after the solemnity of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, what comes after that, the Saturday after that, is the celebration of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. This was instituted by Pope Pius VI in 1969. And the reason for this is very simple. That the heart of Jesus, which is love par excellence, he took this heart from the heart of the mother, Mary. So as we celebrate the heart of Jesus, the immensity of the love that flows from the heart of Jesus, we should also think about the heart of the mother. When we talk about the heart of Jesus, love. Love without bounds. Love that flows for everyone, the good and the bad. And today the church reminds us that as we are celebrating the Immaculate Heart of Mary, it is an opportunity for us to reflect on the impact Mary made in the life of Jesus. And one of those impacts is what we just read. One could imagine, after looking for Jesus for a day, no one saw him. One could imagine the heartbreak that Mary, the mother, experienced. One could imagine what was going on in her heart. But the moment they saw Jesus, she never yelled. She never spanked him. Instead, she said, "Oh, why have you done this to us?" Even in her heartbreak, we could see humility. And we can see truly that Jesus took from the heart of the mother. So the church today reminds us, my dear friends in Christ, to look at the life of our Mother Mary, how simple, how lovable she was. And all the things that Jesus was doing, those miracles, those teachings, the mother was there encouraging the son. She never stopped him from doing the will of the Father. She was by the side to encourage. She was by the side to support the son. What a wonderful heart. I remember in those days growing up, there was this little boy, very sincere. So this little boy, the parent of this little boy and another parent, they had some misunderstanding. So the mother returned back home and told him, hey, if you see this man again, do not greet him, okay? He said, yes. The next morning, the little boy woke up and he went to the house of that family and told them, oh, my mom said that whenever I see you, I should not greet you. You could see how sincere this boy was. But also, in the other hand, you could see how the mother was trying to instill hatred in the heart of this little boy. This story reminds us, my dear friends in Christ, that we have to raise our kids in love. Because if we instill love in their heart, they will grow with that. And they will share the love with other people. But when we implant hatred in the minds or in the hearts of the little ones, that is not good. So in all we do as parents, we have to make sure that we teach our kids how to love so that the love will continue to spread. In the first reading, we read how Abraham welcomed strangers in his home. And he never knew that these strangers were angels. But the role he played was as a result of love he had for human beings, because he saw these three men passing by and he looked at them and saw that they were very tired. They needed to drink water. And Abraham reached out and invited them to come and drink water. And these young men came into his home to drink water. Instead of giving them water, he gave them water and also gave them food. He never knew that he invited angels in his home. And before they left, they asked Abraham, where is your wife? And he said, she is in the kitchen. And the man said, by this time next year, she will conceive and she will bear a son. You know, at times when we love people, when we love those that do not love us, we don't realize that we are doing something that God wants. You see, out of love for strangers, Abraham was blessed at his old age. So let us think about this, my dear friends in Christ. Let us be reminded of the love that flows from the heart of Mary. And in this Mass also, let us pray that she may intercede for us, that our hearts may be like the heart of Jesus and the heart of Mary. Amen.